Hi, my name is Lisa Lee Oswald. Right now, I feel joy and hope. You're listening to the Mindful podcast, where our mission is to make mindfulness and meditation accessible to everyone. Hi, welcome back to the Mindful podcast. It is Friday Eve when this podcast drops, but happy whatever day it is by you when you're listening. Today, we're continuing our conversation about mindful morning routines and talking about some things that are more time consuming, more plan heavy, and take more effort and energy to make happen in your morning routine. Yesterday, we talked about 1 minute or less things you can add in to create moments of intention. These are things that can help you create bigger intentional behaviors in your morning. So these are for folks who maybe don't have to leave the house as early, who are retired, or who are a stay-at-home parent who has more capacity, people who have older kids who they don't have to help get ready every day, or people who make their own hours and maybe don't have to leave the house as early, or who can get up earlier, who have the capacity just to set your alarm anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour earlier to give you more time before everyone else in your house gets up. I realize that those are big shifts. And so for today, if that's not something that you have capacity for, maybe listen and take note of what you might want to do in the future when your capacity shifts. Or, you know, there are ways to make these smaller rituals that you can fit in into 5 or 10 minutes instead of 30 or 60 minutes, right? So I had mentioned on Tuesday, I think, wanting to get back into quieter morning activities. Like, I love reading a book for pleasure in the morning before I jump into anything else, because it reminds me of a part of myself that I really love. It's a way to be intentional about making time for something that I really love that I don't always make time for later in the day when there are just more demands on my attention or I'm tired. So that's something that I would love to be able to spend a minimum of 15 minutes on in the morning, sometimes closer to 20 minutes, so that it feels like I've actually read more than maybe a page or two of my book. So for me, that might mean getting up when my alarm goes off instead of hitting snooze and rolling over and dozing back off for 15 or 20 more minutes. Or it might just mean that I spend less time on work in the morning. I typically start my work day right around 5:30 a.m. So maybe I can push that back to 6 a.m. and still feel like I've gotten something done before I leave the house. If I start my workday at 6 a.m., it means that I still have 2 hours, typically, before I have to leave. So pushing back the start time of my day actually makes a lot of sense to me. And then I can push back my alarm until, you know, 5:20 instead of 4:10, and just give myself an extra half hour of sleep and push my morning back by 30 minutes each day. Another thing that people like to be able to do in the morning, excuse me, just 1 second, is get up and have a movement practice. So maybe you have a gym membership, or maybe you have a home gym, or maybe you have a virtual membership to the studio and you want to go and do an on-demand class, or you just have your own, like you want to walk out your front door and take a walk or go for a run. That typically requires getting up a little bit earlier in order to have the time to do that. But that's a great and intentional way to start your day and get something out of the way that a lot of people really struggle to fit in during the day, which is movement, mindful, intentional movement for your body. Another thing that is really helpful is making time to sit down and meditate for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. That's a big practice. And again, it's something that I definitely want to talk more about on the podcast. But for now, if that's a practice you want to incorporate, remember that meditation is not the same as emptying your mind. It's about intentionally putting your attention on a single point of focus and bringing it back as often as needed. So those are things that are great additions to a morning routine when you do have greater capacity, more time, and more availability to go in and do bigger practices. Let me know if you're adding some bigger practices to your day and how you're making that happen. Find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook, shoot us an email, however you want to get a hold of us. I can't wait to hear what you're up to. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to stay in your mindfulness practice throughout the day, join our Facebook group, Mindful Living, mindful with two L's, and follow us on Instagram at mindful_pod, where we share daily mindfulness prompts and build community around being intentional. Our music is by Danielle Nolfe.